Idaho Falls ranks 43 on some list. Find out which one.
Do you like paying for parking in historic downtown? Because we've got some great news for you.
Should Idaho become a Christian state? What does that mean? And what does that mean to other faiths?
This raid has us worried about how we can legally pick huckleberries in Idaho.
I'm your huckleberry. It's right here, right now, tonight, on a brand new IFAF.
IFAF. Idaho Falls Local, Independent, Alternative Media, with Mike Nelson and Carly Morgan.
Good evening, ungovernables.
They're here.
Outliers, independent thinkers, warriors come out to play.
Movie buffs?
Yeah,
that's a good one.
If you remember Suncoast in the Grand Teton Mall, we can be friends.
Oh, right, back before PacSun.
Yeah, different suns, like oriented differently.
Yeah, right.
This is about movies and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's like a Sam Goody for DVDs and VHS and movie posters and stuff.
Okay. You say Sam Goody like that's modern.
Like,
when it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the most.
I didn't mean it in a modern sense. I meant, so Sam Goody, along with Musicland, were music stores.
Right.
This was a movie store.
Right, okay.
They had media. What is Maddie Danger such a big fan of?
Physical media?
Physical media. Why can't I think of that word? Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. Because you're so digitally oriented.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I got rid of physical media the first chance I could.
And I get it. You know, there is
while Hastings was still in business. Booyah!
Wow, you really helped put the nail in the coffin. Good
sure
to
did.
Know. I used to really love Hastings, though. I'm sad that it went away.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I kind of get, I get both sides. Because frankly, streaming is so much more convenient. I do also think it's freaking ridiculous that you have to pay every single month for stuff.
Yeah, and it's getting worse.
That's kind of dumb. Mm. That's why I like Vudu. I think that's a really cool one because then you buy them and you own them and it like downloads that copy basically.
Real quick, click that like button, subscribe, rate, comment, whatever you want to do to let the algorithm know you're into Idaho Falls infotainment. Dad jokes, bad jokes, you were saying.
Okay, so on one side, I get the digital thing because it's so convenient. On the other side, have you been hearing about this stuff with movies that you can stream where they're like changing it? They're editing things out and like getting rid of them?
Well, I know that there's like, is it VidAngel or something?
Yeah, so there's...
I got a buddy who's a family man and he's got kids. But
this is different.
And it, like you can rent the movie and it'll bleep out. You can actually have it either remove whole scenes or just mute dialogue that has to do with, and then you can like sort it by subject, like you can customize the movie. Is that what you're talking about?
No.
Okay.
No. First off, this is completely non-consensual.
Oh.
But for example, Robin Hood Men in Tights is currently on HBO right now.
Classic.
Right.
Carrie Always.
Yeah. A great, very fun movie. And if you remember from when you've seen it before, the very beginning, there's sort of a title card that has a quote on it that says something about like tyranny and like when tyranny reigns, that's when the outlaw becomes like the hero.
Okay.
Basically, they've just blinked it out.
Oh,
you just like don't see it now.
Current present day implications.
Right.
They don't want to incite a riot.
I think that's kind of like what's going on there. And then I know there's another movie too.
That's lame.
I want to say that it's Selma, but I'm probably wrong. But basically there's a part where they get rid of some words that are flashing across the screen that sort of contextualize the rest of the story. And it completely like undoes a bunch of the work that they're trying to do.
Can you imagine if we took like works of art and we waited 100, 200 years and we decided, you know, that really isn't in keeping with today's standards for what is acceptable. And so we're going to just get rid of that.
That's kind of ridiculous.
There's gonna be. There has to be a pushback movement, like preserve the art as it was.
Yeah.
Sort of. I mean, like, okay. Like the old Warner Brothers cartoons.
Right.
They were racist. Mm-hmm. No question about it. When Warner Brothers published the anthology on DVD, they ran a big old, like, and didn't like Whoopi
Goldberg
voice it or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
But they contextualized it. I think Disney ought to release Song of the South and do the same thing.
I think so, too.
the shit we said 50 years ago was a little iffy. And if not, you know, outright just wrong. Mm-hmm. What does that mean, though? That means we've learned so much right. since then.
Right.
We're so much more enlightened.
Yeah.
We ought to feel good about that.
Yeah. Progress is always a good thing.
I think.
I can't really think of a time when it's been a bad thing.
Well.
But yeah.
And it might even be, let's take all the labels out. Progress is always going to happen.
Yes. Right. Good point.
We are going, I mean, and if you doubt me, think about where we were, say, 2,000 years ago.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that was a fun, deep way to start the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had three other openers I was going to do, but I liked that one.
Okay, cool. Well, it's I'm important glad to I talk about.
You, were you going to say anything else?
No, just I really respect people like Maddie Danger who do collect and maintain their physical media because I have a feeling that there might be times when we need that.
Did you hear about a lady who had she was really sort of a visionary, but mm-hmm. she had, I don't know, a dozen VCRs running in her home all day, air day.
Basically recording TV.
Recording TV.
Interesting.
And her motivation was, I believe this is true, unless this has been retconned by the internet for a compelling story.
Right.
But I believe her motivation for doing that was to preserve these moments because she felt like at some point there was going to be a no, that never happened.
Right.
Sort of moment or movement or, and she wanted to make sure that.
Honestly, sounds to me like she got gaslit a lot and wanted to make sure she had evidence.
Yeah.
I respect that.
Right?
Yeah.
So it is August. Mm-hmm. That means it's zucchini season.
Oh, yeah. I've already seen the posts on my Facebook.
You know the joke. Why don't you leave your car windows open in August? Because if you do, you leave your car and then you come back and your car is full of zucchini.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which, frankly, I love
think it's a little
zucchini.
More concise than how I put it.
I love right. zucchini. Oh, especially like, you know, fried up in a pan with a little bit of blue cheese.
Zucchini bread.
Oh, yeah.
You can't go wrong. Let's talk about Brenda Stanley for the third episode in a row.
Why not?
Three episodes. Her new book, It Happened in the Hollow, in stores now.
In the Hollow Zucchini?
And then she had her first cookbook was the Zucchini Houdini.
Oh, yeah, right.
Which could be taken, like, because Houdini was an escape artist, right?
Oh, right. So, are you escaping the zucchini?
No, I think, yeah. It was finding ways to, I think just Houdini
right.
in general being a magician.
Right,
and
right.
doing some magical things with the zucchini.
Sure, sure.
Which then leads me to believe that the book is about where to hide it.
Mikey.
Where to make it disappear.
Mikey.
No, I'm sure that's not what it's about.
Well, and also, wasn't David Copperfield better known for, like, disappearing?
Yeah, but David Copperfield doesn't rhyme with zucchini.
I know, but I'm just saying accuracy.
Yeah.
I'm just being a jerk for fun. Don't mind me.
Hey, Brenda. The zucchini Copperfield. Huh? Oh, anyway. Also... August, so zucchini harvest. Also, corn.
As in Landon's Sweet Lovin' Corn?
Landon's Sweet Lovin' Corn.
Oh, hot dog.
Began selling on Landon Lane in Ryrie last week, and they'll bring it to Idaho Falls soon enough.
Oh, ooh la la.
My favorite location is,
right outside Iona?
Holmes and First.
Okay,
First and Holmes, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good one.
$6 a dozen.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Cash or checks. No Venmo?
Y'all.
Yeah, get on that.
Gotta get Venmo.
That was the first thing I was going to start the show with. The second thing I was going to start the show with was back to school already?
I mean, some parents are saying the opposite. They're saying, finally, back to school. Yeah.
It's the most wonderful time.
I mean, I was just going to say, I think that your privilege is showing a little here, Mike.
Yeah.
Because you're saying back to school already, whereas other people are saying, finally, back to school.
It's because I feel like a little kid. No, it's really because I'm sad to see real estate home selling season slow down.
Sure.
People, I love it. By the way, I love it when you call me in January and say, hey, can I sell a home?
Yeah.
You bet your sweet patootie you can. Mm-hmm. Is it a good time to sell? Yes.
It's always a good time.
Yes, if that's what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Unless you like bought your home 3 years ago at the height of the market in April of 2022 and you're selling it right now. I've seen some sellers rage quit.
I get it too.
It's a nationwide story and it's happening here locally. We get it. It's frustrating. You don't want to take a bath on that house. No one does.
Yeah, that's true.
So
tough.
But yeah, back to school already. District 91, first day of school, August 20th. That's just over 2 weeks away.
Mm-hmm. Kind of crazy, huh?
Crazy. You know what?
Just last weekend, I was like out and about in the middle of the day on a Friday. And I was like, why is it so busy out here? Where did all these people come from? Where are all these people going? And you know what? They were probably school shopping. Mm-hmm.
Probably.
Yeah.
You want to hear something weird?
Of course. I always like weird.
And the minute I say it, it'd be like, oh, yeah. Pandemic babies are going to school for the first time.
Right. Yeah.
If mom and dad were bored 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Because
well,
of
I mean,
the,
if they were like stuck in the house together 5 years ago.
Because of the
stay-at-home
orders, the lockdowns.
Right. If they were both working remotely and, you know, took a nice little afternoon delight together.
Just looking for that cheap entertainment.
Yeah.
It's just so available.
Well, to some people. I think I think there are some folks who would really resent you for saying that, Mike.
Yeah.
Mm. But it sounds to me like they need to work on their personalities and then maybe it'll be more available to them.
And consider hygiene, too. That's a another pro tip.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I was just...
We get in the weeds with everything we've said so far on this show. That's back to funny. School, incels and hygiene.
Yep.
Anyway, pandemic babies are going out into the real world.
It's kind of crazy, huh?
Mm. And you know what comes after that? It'll be August, September, back to school. September, October... flu season, because your adorable little rugrats
are petri dishes
will pick their nose and wipe their butts and eat their food without washing hands.
I know.
They'll come home to your family and then you'll call me to come sell your home.
And everyone gets sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mom and dad go to work. Kids go to school. They all interact with other people. And thankfully, the adults tend to be better about washing their hands. Some think they're exempt from it. And I don't know why you do. Do you somehow think that you're immune to germs or bacteria or gross little urine droplets? Because you're not. You are not.
Isn't urine sterile? I just pee.
No, it is not.
I just rub my hands together in the last of the stream there and
jeez.
Take care. Oh, and then put and then, you know, pat the ground, put some dirt on it.
Urine is literally
good. Surgery.
Urine is literally created to help flush bacteria and other things you don't need out of your body.
Mm.
Why would that be sterile?
I don't know. What do they do in space? Don't they drink their pee in space?
After they filter it.
Okay.
It's not like they immediately go from tip to mouth.
I'll tell you what. Let's get into the weeds.
Can you imagine they're just like shooting it into the air and then just like floating around trying to catch the bubbles of piss?
And you could do that in a zero gravity environment. Oh my God.
Not to mention just
15 minutes
droplet.
In and we're already Bear Grylls in it.
Not to mention just one droplet getting into the wrong circuit and then everyone's dead.
Yeah.
All because you didn't wash your hands.
What happened? Piss fountain. What happened, NASA? Yeah.
One guy was really into golden showers.
Yeah. Houston, we have a perv.
That was good.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. Dad jokes indeed.
The third thing I was going to start the show with was we should be not doing the show. Instead, we should be watching Happy Gilmore 2 on Netflix.
Yeah, I'm feeling a little conflicted about it. I haven't seen it yet, obviously. Yeah. But like, you know how I feel about everything being a friggin' sequel.
Mm-hmm.
And also, Happy Gilmore rules.
And isn't it like, it's sacrosanct. It's in the, can I use the word seminal again? It's in the seminal... comedy. I mean, you know, Tommy Boy, Happy Gilmore, Billy Madison.
Yes.
Like this is why Adam Sandler's so famous.
Yes, I would completely agree. That and honestly, Big Daddy.
Yeah.
I feel like that one got kind of underrated, but with the right people, it really hit a note and they became Adam Sandler fans.
It was okay.
You know?
The little Nicky one where he's Satan or something.
I love, you know what? That might be my favorite Adam Sandler movie.
Okay, I'll watch it.
I love that one. That and also.
And I even watched Spanglish.
That and also 51st States was one of my comfort movies for a minute. It's just so rewatchable.
Yes.
You know? But also Billy Madison. Specifically, I love the scene where he's in the tub yelling at the swan fountain.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like the shower scene. Conditioner is better.
I think it's the same scene.
Oh.
Yeah.
So anyway, Happy Gilmore came out in 96. Damn, 29 years ago. Almost 30
Crazy,
years.
Crazy, huh?
I guess in Happy Gilmore 2, there's a ton of cameos. Like, even his kids are in it.
Of course there are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, and also, oh, what? More Nepo babies in Hollywood? Who would have guessed?
What's the craziest Nepo baby story I heard? Hang on, let me see if I can think of it.
Is it that?
I don't remember. But it was sort of like L. King.
Okay.
You know how, do you remember X's and O's? Anybody remember that
one? Yeah.
Was Rob Schneider's daughter, but it was even wilder than that. It was
interesting.
Did you know this person? And it was such a compelling fact that I forgot.
That's fair. You know, I did see this little routine that a comedian was doing where basically he said, hey, we could all be Nepo babies if we just want to do what our parents want to do.
Yeah, right.
And frankly,
yeah,
he's not totally wrong,
mm-hmm.
You know, to an extent, you know?
Desire and ability.
And ability. Well, and also there are some rules in place that don't allow it. You know, like my dad runs a civic auditorium.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to work under my dad and learn exactly how to run it and take over when he retires.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not allowed to because the city won't let me. That's nepotism.
Oh, it's okay.
The city won't allow it, which I totally get and respect. This has already been in my family for two generations and you take it from me now?
Right, yeah.
Bastard.
We've talked about those Native American steel workers, right? That walked the... we went down the whole rabbit hole. I should know their names and what they were called. But they just don't have fear of heights.
Did we talk about that?
We did. On this show, when they're talking about the skyscraper pictures.
Oh, right.
And these guys
just
walking on these steel beams, you know, a mile up in the sky. Not a mile, you know, hundreds of feet.
Oh. Above
the New York City skyline.
Too damn high.
But yeah, wouldn't you think that some people just have it in their genes?
I would think so.
Have a propensity to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
In their genes.
Don't talk about genes. I mean, hasn't Sydney Sweeney been through enough lately?
Are we really going to talk about Sydney Sweeney second episode in a row?
I mean, I guess so.
Yeah. I mean, she really has. She's nailed it, right? She's in the pantheon. She is the it girl right now.
Yes.
And The American Eagle, was it?
I think so, yeah.
And it's the oldest joke in the world.
Right.
That's existed ever since jeans.
Mm-hmm. We're called jeans.
We're called jeans, and we found out about the human genome.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, they did the it's good jeans, and she's in a jeans ad.
Yeah.
And that's somehow controversial. Oh, they're promoting eugenics. No, they're not.
It felt a little like a stretch. You know,
but that,
I really do appreciate that people are so conscious of it and are actively working against it. And also, like, let's maybe drop the pitchforks and torches for things that clearly are not that.
Here's what your reaction to that should have been. Huh? Or if it was a negative reaction, like, that joke is so played out.
Right.
Get new jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Really, even with AI, we can't come up with something better.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So we talked last episode about Sydney's signature fizz from Baskin-Robbins that we liked.
Yes.
And her buy drink and the fact that she's from Northern Idaho.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And she loves to pick them berries, which we'll also talk about later in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
But that got me thinking, in doing my deep dive on Sydney Sweeney being from Northern Idaho, somebody tried to figure out her politics.
Oh, interesting.
Without, you know, actually talking to her.
Right.
They wanted to figure out, the case for Sydney Sweeney being right-wing is pretty strong. You would expect a young actress to be liberal, would you?
I mean, if you're living in L.A. generally, I guess I could see where they would come up with that.
All right.
Yeah.
But in this case, there's a good amount of countervailing evidence. She grew up in Northwest Idaho in a religious family. Blah, blah, blah.
I mean, I know a lot of people who grew up in Idaho with a really religious family who are nowhere near right wing. So,
right.
I don't think that you can really guess someone's politics without listening to what they actually say.
So then somebody said, I feel so bad for Sydney Sweeney because her rack is causing the ideological collapse of the American right in real time. And then somebody else said, wait a minute, the northwest corner of Idaho.
Uh-huh.
Is there a northeast corner of Idaho? And this is the exact conversation we've had on this show before.
Right.
About why we don't say Southeast Idaho.
Like, yeah,
we just not say really, East Idaho.
Yeah, there's no reason to.
Yeah.
Because when you've got an L-shaped state, there's nothing over here to even reference.
It's because there is no Northeast Idaho.
Yeah.
So somebody said, I'm stumped. Saw this online. Can't decide which of these would be the northeast corner of Idaho. Red or green?
Okay.
And if you're just listening, he's talking about the tippy top northeast corner of Idaho or the top of East Idaho by Menida Pass, right? Is that where that is? Going into Montana?
I think. That would make sense. That would make sense. Now, that being said, I think that you've got to start with the north part, and therefore it's got to be the tippy top one.
Or somebody introduced these two other possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're just listening, just picture, you know, the other two nipples in between the in between the areas that I just described.
Right, right. The kind of like lump in it.
Yeah.
The lump in the panhandle and then the one, the lump in the pan.
Have you seen, of course you have, the Biden started sniffing people.
Right,
in his old age, in his presidency. And
a weird thing to do.
It's just weird.
Like, I don't get how that becomes a thing that you just choose to do one time.
But and obviously smartasses on the internet said, oh, you know, I can't picture Idaho now without it looking like it's like, being sniffed by Joe Biden.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and also ever since I was a kid, I thought that looked like a face. So it was very validating to have someone be like, it does. It you specifically saw? Looks like this dude's face.
The face in the negative space of the outline of Idaho or the Montana. We're talking about the western border of Montana.
Right.
As it, touches Idaho. So, and then did you see the Koberger documentary? They superimposed Koberger's face.
Oh, creepy.
Looking at Idaho. Can we just, first of all, you get the points. You, creators of that documentary or that piece of artwork, you get the points and no more, please.
Yeah. Well, and also.
We don't want anybody, no more faces creeping on Idaho. We're done. Yeah. It's been done now.
Yeah.
Can we say it's played out and please no more?
Please, for the love of all things holy.
God, next time we have a f***ing criminal.
Just wait, they're going to do Lori Vallow next.
Right.
Okay, now that being said, I feel like the Brian Koberger thing would have worked so much better had he come from Montana into Idaho.
Yikes.
Yeah.
That's a yikes from me, dog. You have been awarded one yike.
Why, thank you.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Dead on, spot on, crack on.
Thank you, thank you.
As they say. And then the only other thing I wanted to point out, and Carly, before we get to this last bit here, I absolutely agree with you. That is the north. That is the literal northeast corner of Idaho.
It's got to be.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, you all lose. You've lost the conversation if you disagree with us.
I mean, unless we needed to get a linguist or a, a cartographer.
There we go.
A map maker in to weigh in on this. Or maybe.
I would listen to those.
If your stepdad was one in the comments.
Yeah.
But it's either the northernmost part, the eastern part of the northernmost part, or the northernmost part of the easternmost part.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
And it did before I said it, anyway. But then.
You know, go ahead.
Again, smartasses on the internet. You're familiar with the sub-region of Asia known as Southeast Asia.
Sure.
Well, here's Northwest Southeast Asia.
Okay, yeah, that's.
All right. Where do you live? Northwest Southeast Asia.
I mean, that at least makes sense. Live? Like, I get it.
Southeast, northwestern Idaho?
Yeah. You know, I almost wish that you could, like, I wish that it linguistically worked to flip the directions around and have it mean something. Mm-hmm. Like, if I said I lived in the west northern corner, then I would say it's the lower corner. But if you say northwestern, or sorry, northeastern, west, Even I'm getting fucked up here.
Well, and why do we pick that first? Is that because there's the cardinal directions, north, south, east, west.
Yeah, I feel like we've just decided that north and south always come first for some reason.
Okay.
I don't really know why.
Oh, right, yeah.
Probably because we have a northern star, and that's sort of like you sort of base everything off of north.
Well, and let's talk about Sydney Sweeney's neck of the weeds again in northern Idaho. That's called the Panhandle.
Do you mean neck of the woods?
Sure. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Okay.
Neck of the weeds is humorous.
Okay. I didn't know if you were doing it on accident or on purpose.
When I do that, when I mess with an idiom, a common expression, I know that I run the risk of somebody thinking that I don't know the real. Anyway.
Fair enough.
But let's talk about Sydney Sweeney's area, her berry-picking area, the Panhandle of Idaho. Now, they call it the Panhandle. We touched on this last episode.
Right.
I don't know. It barely qualified. Obviously, the best Panhandle, if we were to rank them.
Right.
There's only 10 of them, by the way, in the United States. You see, we do deep dives just for you.
And only on the dumbest stuff.
Only on the stupidest shit.
Yeah, right.
There's only 10. Did you know there's only 10 panhandles in the entire country?
Sounds about right.
10 states with a panhandle.
Mm-hmm.
And do we all know the story of the Oklahoma one? They were gifted a part of Texas because Texas wanted to keep their slaves, basically.
Oh.
You D-bags.
Wow.
Anyway.
You deserve to be a little smaller, Texas.
So Oklahoma looks like, it definitely looks like, in fact, it looks more like a pot.
Yeah.
Than a pan, but that is a handle.
I've got one deep pan that it looks close enough to that I could say you could get away with it.
Flip it over and it's like a hat, the brim of a hat.
Right, right.
I think Florida has the next best panhandle.
No, because I don't think that the pan part is very clear.
No, it's more like a...
It's a handle.
A wiener.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's definitely more phallic than handleic.
It's almost like, not even on this show. All right.
Anyway. Yeah. Honestly, I actually think that Idaho's panhandle is one of the better ones because you get like, you know, which part is the handle and which part is the pan.
I suppose. Yeah.
You know, okay. Like for example, Alaska, you know, like, yeah, I know which part's the panhandle, but the rest doesn't look like a pan.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Are we rating the pan or the handle?
I mean, if we're just rating panhandles, but that's the thing then. Okay. Let's get a little into the minutiae.
Okay.
Minutia?
Yes. Right. Let's.
Okay.
Minutia.
Thank you.
Sorry. I knew I said it right. Minutia and babushka.
I totally did. But anyway, I think that if you are rating the best panhandles, it inherently has to have a good pan. Otherwise, we're just rating the best handles, you know? So I think that you have to have an equally good pan to handle for the panhandle to be good.
I think you're saying context is important.
I think so.
And Brenda, for your sequel for Zucchini Houdini, how about
a Copperfield, a Squasherfield.
Babushka Minutia.
I like that. That's nice. Yeah.
We're dedicated to having fun here on IFAF, just like we're dedicated to serving you when it's time to sell your home. Mike Helps Idaho. And when it's time to make your move, we can help you too.
We know Idaho Falls, and we know the current real estate market. We'll guide you through the process with ease and confidence. And we're backed and brokered by Keller Williams Realty East Idaho.
When it's time to sell your home, make your move with Mike Helps Idaho. Lincoln Post.
Ladies, go thrifting at Elsie's Closet Upscale Resale, Idaho Falls' only thrift store just for women.
Right now, save on blouses, sweaters, dresses, boots, and jewelry. Knit cardigans, layering pieces, and bags. And now featuring Bumble and Bleat Soapery.
Elsie's Closet. Find trendy, sustainable fashion that's budget-friendly. Look for the pink sign downtown on A Street. It's not just a stop at the thrift, it's a whole vibe.
Do you want to feed your family locally raised beef? Right now, Virgin River Land and Cattle Company is offering 25-pound ground beef bundles to grill for your family.
You can have your very own farm-to-table experience. Find Virgin River Land and Cattle Company on Facebook. New customers use promo code IFAF to save 15% on your first purchase.
Virgin River Land and Cattle Company proudly ships to 5 states, Idaho, Utah, Montana, Oregon, Wyoming, and Nevada. Who would you rather rely on for your Idaho Falls fiber internet service? An out-of-state company or the best local choice, QuickNet?
Right now, get QuickNet's Crazy Fast 250 service for $37 a month. Or their crazy fast gig service for $49 a month.
Unlimited data, no setup fee, no term contract, net neutrality, and hometown friendly support. For Idaho Falls Fiber, choose QuickNet. New customers use code IFAF to save 15% on your first 3 months.
Do you love Idaho Falls as much as we do? Show it with a unique homegrown hometown tee from Teton T-shirts.
Including these cool vintage versions of the Civic Auditorium, the West Bank, and the Water Tower, our famous potato sack design, and the classic iHeart IFT. Check out TetonT-shirts.com. These exclusive designs aren't available in gift shops.
Head to TetonT-shirts.com, link in post. Created in Idaho Falls for Idaho Falls.
Quick question. What the f*** is this?
Idaho Falls, IFAF.
Ah, that's right.
The in sound for the in town.
What's that?
IF, Idaho, USA.
Got the jazz hands and the spirit fingers down.
All the important things.
Only one Idaho city made the best places to live list, and it wasn't Boise.
Was it Idaho Falls?
Says, damn it, Carly. Says a radio station out of Boise. It's probably a real, it's a great station. One of my favorites that I listen to all the time in Boise.
Right.
Kiss FM or something. It's definitely one of the Town Square media stations. If it's a radio station writing clickbait articles out of Boise, it's a Town Square media station. I've heard it said, is the opinion of a friend of mine.
Certainly not yours.
I've learned to, I watched a, I'm going to have to cloak my language a little bit and I apologize. I watched a video of a lovely young lady lambasting a company that is famous for scouring the internet for dissenters.
Oh.
And I think she spends like 30 minutes tearing them apart.
Interesting.
But what she does, and she calls it protective language.
Uh-huh.
And she just proceeds everything she says. She says some mean, nasty shit. Mm-hmm. Proceeds it every single statement with, in my opinion. Which I think is pretty funny.
Right.
You can say other things. Mm-hmm. Like throw in the word allegedly.
Yeah, or I believe.
That's protective, language.
Mm-hmm.
But in her mind... And I guess it's worked because she hasn't had to pull it. Either that or she's got a good attorney.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, we have our First Amendment, do we not?
Right.
You know?
And everybody knows this, right? If you receive a letter from an attorney, you can just throw it away. The ones you can't throw away are certified letters.
Right.
From an attorney.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we digress. We're in the weeds. Again.
Shocking.
Theme of the show. In the weeds. If the thumbnail title isn't Minutia Babushka, it's going to be In the Weeds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You feel me? Only one Idaho city made the best places to live list, and it wasn't Boise.
Mm-hmm.
Allegedly.
I wonder in where on opinion, earth it could possibly be.
No, this is fact. Idaho Falls has made a notable appearance on the U.S. News and World Report's list of the top 100 best places to live at number 43.
Yep.
We're number 43.
I mean, that's still pretty that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to say dang and, and good at the same time.
I thought you were going to say, that's pretty gangsta.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That is pretty gangsta, though.
That's gang.
Yeah. I mean, that's still, you know, in the upper 50%.
Right, yeah.
You know, so.
Right.
I have to say that's pretty good.
The city, that's us, is recognized for its affordable housing. And strong job market, making it a desirable location in Idaho. Have you seen, like, more than once on the Idaho Falls Facebook groups, people are saying, how in the hell do you get a job at the INL?
Oh, I know. it's kind of...
Speaking of Nepo babies...
You want to know how?
How?
You get in by knowing someone who's already there.
That's what A lot of the respondents are saying,
yeah,
that's what people are saying.
And
I'm not saying it
and
myself.
And not just anyone there. You have to know the right people there.
Yeah.
You know, I've applied for jobs out there a few times in the past.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, even jobs I've been overqualified for and gotten turned down for, because it's not about how good you are. Sometimes it's really just about who you know.
That's what we hear.
Yeah.
If you're going to an INL job interview, you need some nose wipes afterwards.
Yeah. One could even say, it's my perception that. Yeah.
It's the opinion of others that I believe I've observed and can report on anecdotally.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly.
Real quick, shout out to Mystic Misfits. They got on our radar earlier this year. They started doing events.
Yeah. They started doing their Curiosities Market.
Yeah. They were at St. Clair and Sunnyside. Now they've moved to 17th.
And their new store is actually pretty nice. It's kind of cool because they've actually got two main rooms to shop in, and then they've got their studios in the back. So you can see the pictures of the studios here. There are like four or five different rooms, and they're going to be having some really cool promos because they're doing a grand reopening. One that they told me about that I thought was super cool is that they're doing a tarot card reading tattoo bundle. So basically, as you're getting tattooed, they'll also read your tarot cards. And I think that's just amazingly cool.
Brilliant. So efficient.
Yeah. Some of the cool products I saw is that they have these really cute little crocheted critters by Ellie Cat. I actually bought a Mothman from her earlier this year. I think it's so cute. I also thought that this baby witch kit was just hilarious. Great little gift shop, especially for those in your family who might be a little spookier. And now they're located over on 17th.
Okay. Do we have an opinion on the Walt Disney animatronic?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. You know, in Disneyland, there's that attraction that no one ever goes to.
The Hall of Presidents?
It's like Lincoln talking about history or whatever.
Yeah, the Hall of Presidents. That
okay.
One? Right?
Yeah, it was like a big deal in the 50s.
Yeah, yeah.
They've sort of brought that concept back.
Uh-huh.
And they've done it with Walt Disney.
Oh, interesting.
Did you see the video?
No, I haven't seen this
yet. Okay, I wish I should have...
I'm kind of shocked that I haven't seen this yet, though.
Yeah.
I can see why you would assume that you wouldn't have to show me that. Because that seems like it should have been on my feed last week.
I just assumed, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I was stopped one day when the little boy asked, "Do you draw Mickey Mouse?" And I had to admit I do not draw anymore. "Well, then you think of all the jokes and ideas." "No," I said, "I don't do that." Finally, he looked at me and said, "Mr. Disney, just what do you do?" "Well," I said, "sometimes I think of myself as a little bee. I go from one area of the studio to another and gather pollen and sort of stimulate everybody. I guess that's the job I do."
Okay, interesting.
I don't think it's good.
Yeah, I, you know.
I'm glad they did it, but it's not even Uncanny Valley.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a bad likeness.
Oh, interesting.
And don't you think...
Mm-hmm.
With all the AI out there, you guys could have waited a year.
Right.
Run hours of Walt footage and voice into a training AI training just for this.
It's interesting that you say that, too, because one of the things I was going to say about how, like, why it might not be going over very well is because there's enough actual footage of Walt Disney talking that we all know how he moves and how he talks and how he looks, like... You know, anyone who cares about Disney enough to care about an animatronic at Disneyland, wow, that was hard to say for some reason, knows enough about how Walt Disney moves, talks, and looks that, anything that's not spot on is going to look dumb.
I mean, I've seen hours of, what was the Sunday night Wonderful World of Disney or whatever?
Right.
I've seen like a ton of documentaries about that show, about the making of Disneyland, about Walt's personal life. I've just seen a ton of footage, and it's not even close.
Right.
I'm surprised. That's fair. And honestly, if any company in the world could spend the money making their founder their creator.
I mean, basically, their god, you know?
Unless Apple wants to do one with Steve Jobs.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is,
Yeah. Well, and okay. This kind of reminds me of that whole thing back in, I want to say it was 2020 I mean, it would have had to have been back when Trump won the presidency, after a lot of folks assumed Hillary would, and they added him to the Hall of Presidents, and a bunch of people mentioned that they felt like it looked like the Imagineers had taken a Hillary face.
Yes.
Like a Donald Trump face sculpt and stretched it over a Hillary bone structure, you know? Uh-huh. And I think that's kind of interesting that, you know, like, that makes sense why that happened, because maybe, like, you know, they were probably banking on it going one way versus the other, you know, which, frankly,
it's got to be tough. Yeah.
Yeah. Which, frankly, I feel like, considering that, you know, people with money know what's going to happen, they should have known, but okay.
Right. There's only 12 people that run the world.
Right. Just kidding.
Isn't there a representative from the Walt Disney Company in there somewhere?
You think. But anyway.
Or the Rothschilds pushing them all out. Allegedly.
Yeah. But anyway, it's kind of funny to see this similar story coming back around now, like 8 years later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or 5 years later. Wow. Carly's really good at math today, apparently.
Oh, I guess we do have one follow-up.
Oh, that we missed?
We should have had this in the first segment.
Go for it, though.
Remember Idaho Falls, What's That Stank?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we believe that the stank came from Intermountain Packing LLC, the beef processing plant in Idaho Falls. It's been sold.
Really?
To American Farmers Network.
Interesting.
The acquisition aims to enhance operational efficiency and quality standards in beef production, addressing past complaints from local residents about odors.
Interesting. Well, and also, that to me seems like someone was tired of the headache.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That it really seems like a, this is your sack of shit now, kind of handoff.
And it smells like one.
In my opinion. Right. There was a fly on the wall.
Right.
And they were watching it. Okay. And that's who funny. Reported to us. Okay. Do we want to talk about, the movement to make Idaho a Christian state and how that affects Latter-day Saints?
I mean, you know what? We're already talking about everything else. We might as well. We kind of got a little loosey-goosey for this episode, didn't we?
We did. So why the hell not, right?
Yeah, why not? Let's go for it. Throw it at me.
We do this at the risk
of
pissing off our really good LDS friends, and I don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to make some observations, but please know, as I tell you this story and give you my opinion, I ain't really got any skin in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Other than, all right, so there's a movement to make Idaho a Christian state.
Mm-hmm.
I'm against it.
Right.
You know, because of the whole separation of church and state thing.
Because you're a true patriot who cares about the Constitution? Wild. Who could have guessed?
Well, America was founded as a Christian nation.
No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
It was objectively and obviously the exact opposite of that, because they were so sick of dealing with monarchies and churches running the entire country.
Both.
Yeah.
Combining both.
Yeah. Dumb. Incorrect, sir.
Yeah. Read a lot of the correspondence between Ben Franklin and Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah.
You know, the guy that wrote the Constitution.
Yeah. Now, if you wanted to say that a majority of the population in the USA is Christian, you could probably say that.
Absolutely. In that regard, I would say that the USA is a Christian nation.
Sure.
But also look into, I mean, if you're a kid, if you're an adult, you know this already, I think. Look into when Under God was added to the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't in the 1700s.
Yeah.
Or even 1800s, if that gives you a hint. Okay. So there's Idaho's political landscape increasingly influenced by conservative groups pushing for Christian values in public policy.
Mm-hmm.
Lawmakers express concerns about the implications for religious diversity, particularly for Latter-day Saints, as proposals gain traction in the state. There's the story.
Mm-hmm.
And if that doesn't make you go, a little bit,
right?
It should, and here's why. Well, let's talk about categorizing religions. Not how Hugh Grant did in Heretic last year, relating them to Monopoly, the landlord's game, and then what version of Monopoly was Mormonism?
Bob Ross, which frankly, I think fits.
In his wild analogy.
You know, because it's sweet. You know, I love Bob Ross.
So you got the Catholics. That's Catholicism.
Yeah.
You got the people that rebelled against the Catholic Church that kind of had a monopoly on churches.
Mm-hmm.
And those people, they were protested. They're the Protestants. Mm-hmm. And you got the Catholics, you got the Protestants.
There are Lutherans in there somewhere.
They're Protestants.
They fall under I guess they do fall under Protestantism.
Mormons, technically, at least according to ChatGPT, I'll blame it all on ChatGPT, aren't either. They are Reformationists.
Yeah.
But anyway, here's where the LDS Church, who's saying, hey, wait a minute now, we're calling we've just done all this rebranding, for crying out loud. It used to be, our logo used to be Moroni on top of the Salt Lake City Temple blowing the horn, and now it's the Christus statue, which we've covered on this very show.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So, and they put the emphasis on Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints instead of their nicknames that they gave themselves long ago, the Mormons. Boy, did some people get into the weeds on a TikTok we posted about something almost unrelated, BYU and Russia. Remember that one?
Right, I do remember that one.
Wow. I think they were too young to remember 7 years ago.
Right, the whole I Am a Mormon campaign.
When the LDS Church ran an 8-year campaign, hashtag I'm a Mormon.
Yeah.
We won't talk about that. What we'll talk about, though, is this pickle now that the Mormon Church is sort of in because they say they're Christian, but when this group is pushing for Christian values and public policy, they're saying, wait a minute, a lot of that stuff doesn't include us because we are part of Christian pluralism.
Okay.
Okay. So that's where LDS people put themselves in sort of the category of Christianity, but there are different
sects. Yeah.
And I think it's interesting that we're having this conversation because of something that is not going to happen.
One would hope.
Because they want all sorts of stuff like Bible class in school. Now, I had Bible class in school because I went to a church school growing up.
Right, right.
But this... Yeah. That's not going to happen.
Well, and I mean, I went to seminary class before school.
Right.
You know?
And wasn't that like an elective?
Yes, it's considered an elective.
Yeah.
And the building is just off school property.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So they still separate church and state that way. And to just sort of summarize this whole thing on why, you know, maybe folks who are Latter-day Saints might not agree with this. Basically, it's that they're worried that the other Christians won't agree on what, you know, Christianity is.
Right. What constitutes Christianity.
Right. And therefore, were they to institute these rules, it may actually go against Mormon teachings.
Well, that was fun. How about a quick palate cleanser?
Yeah. Yeah.
Something I just want to admit to doing in front of you, gentle listener, viewer.
Okay.
We have started a campaign, and I'm going to trickle them out as time allows.
Okay.
We've started a campaign, because I've got an idea for a few of them. This is the first one, a campaign of AI shitposting. We're doing this for two reasons. One, because we can.
Yeah.
And two, to see what kind of action or traction it gets.
I think that's fair. Yeah.
It's a social it's a social media experiment, starting with this one. If you're just listening... It's the show me a true Idahoan. No, a true Idahoan. The video.
No, more. More. Yeah.
The video escalates to what becomes a ridiculous extent with the Idahoan surrounded by beer trucks.
Makes me want a potato real bad.
Baked potato.
Yeah.
Eagles, bears, dogs. Just Idahoan as
I do like the integration of critters into what makes a true Idahoan.
Yes.
I do think that you have to have a critter if you're going to be an Idahoan.
You got to have a pet dog, bear, an American eagle, bald eagle.
I mean, I've got all three at home.
Yeah.
Don't tell the feds.
Poor Carrie Hammond of the Downtown Development Corporation.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Had to be the bearer of some, well, let's just call it news. We're not going to put a label on it. Just news.
Okay, let's hear the news and then we'll decide.
They're going to make you start paying for parking over the place in downtown
news.
Idaho
that's
Falls.
Dumb.
Yeah, that's the headline.
That's like the one thing we had over some of the other cities. You
a
know?
Buck an hour?
Yeah, that's dumb. That's kind of a lot. I mean, especially like, what about the workers? You're telling me that they've got to pay all day to work?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's stupid. Yeah. I hate that.
There's still that free parking, and I had to picture it when they say it, between Yellowstone and the tracks and the train tracks. Oh, yeah, those strips that you would have to park in, which is far away from...
Right. Well, and can you imagine
trying to... I mean, far away. We're talking three downtown blocks from the other edge of downtown.
Right. But also, like...
How wide is downtown?
Right.
Three blocks?
But it's so different during an Idaho winter when there's a bunch of snow and you're just trying to go into your job, you know?
And I misspoke. Let me be more accurate. $1 for the first hour, $2 for the second hour, $2 for the third hour, $10 for the fourth hour, and that's the max. After that, it's a $20 ticket.
Yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and say a whole big f*** that. That. No, you're like, that's a dick move. Like, here's the thing. Even $1 an hour, I'm not a fan of, but I can understand that, you know? But realistically, we've got the space.
But wait, there's more. It
doesn't get that crazy.
You have to download an app.
Okay, f*** that.
App-based parking using the Park Smarter app.
No, I hate that. I hate that so much.
So currently, we're enjoying free two-hour on-street parking. Right. This, the goal is to set up what? It's to free up more short-term parking for customers, reduce long-term space hogging, and reinvest parking revenue into downtown improvements.
Okay, who do they think is hogging spaces? Because if anyone is, it's going to be the workers. It's the people who literally cannot leave. You know, during their shift.
Where are the workers going to go?
Right. That just seems like it's going to target small business owners and people who want to shop small business. I don't know how I feel about it. I don't like it. I mean, if like the first hour was free, sure. After, like, then free? I could understand it. But the first hour even costing money, I think is stupid.
Free evening weekend parking stays for now. For now.
Well, and
free lots still exist between Yellowstone and the tracks. Oh, I said that already.
Yeah. Right. Well, and what about the people who live down there?
Yeah.
You know, like the people who live above their shops. Not every shop has its own little private parking space.
This change will happen in two phases, and this is why we're giving you the heads up, because it'll be here before you know it. The first zone launches north of Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
Picture that. Okay. So you mean downtown Idaho Falls?
Yeah, right.
In October of 2025.
Huh.
And the rest coming in 26.
Yeah, I think that's something that they need to reconsider because I feel like that's going to hurt small business.
In related news, Idaho Falls Power is progressing with plans to open 4 new electric vehicle charging stations this fall.
Oh, wow.
Thanks to a significant federal grant.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, we'll be more EV friendly with residents and tourists.
I mean, at least as far as chargers, I mean, weather-wise, who could say?
We promised to talk about huckleberry picking, and the reason why is there's a major news story that came out last week, and it was followed up by a bunch of legit comments like, well, what can we do?
Okay.
And I think we need to make the theme of this conversation the difference between personal and commercial.
Okay.
So huckleberry picking season is right now, late July, early September. The news story was this. Authorities in North Idaho, you know, Sidney Sweeney's stomping grounds, seized over 100 gallons of huckleberries from a group in Boundary County.
100 gallons. I mean, that's a lot of huckleberries. Boundary now, how big was the group, County. Though?
It says Boundary County. That's got to be butting up right next to Washington, right? I bet you.
I mean,
this is like Sidney Sweeney's backyard.
Right, right. That sounds right. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Okay. Seized over, suspected of commercial harvesting.
Interesting.
Which is prohibited within the Idaho Panhandle National Forests.
Which makes sense.
There's that word again.
Yeah.
The seizure was the result of a collaborative backcountry patrol aimed at protecting the region's natural resources. Wow.
Yeah.
So this sort of sounds like commandos, you know, hiking through Colombian jungles.
Okay.
To protect those leaves. You know what I mean?
I mean, I get where you're coming from with that. And my biggest question is, how big was this group? Because if we're talking 100 people each with 1 gallon, you know, maybe we're just getting a little specific.
I mean, I guess they couldn't prove that. Uh-huh. Yeah, how do you prove?
I mean, you'd almost have to see what people do with it.
Right. Like, how do you prove that it's not surveil. For personal consumption?
Yeah, you would have to surveil each person afterward to see what they did with it.
Let's see what they make with this.
Right. Well, and not only that, but if I as an individual decided to go out and buy and pick some huckleberries, you know, and then, you know, made some jam and then sold some of that jam to other people. That's still commercial.
That's commercial.
Even though I'm one person. Oh. So that's a problem.
Right. So how do they then? Why does every Made in Idaho gift shop have a ton of Huckleberry stuff?
I mean,
how is that legal?
Well, I mean, there's got to be Huckleberry farms somewhere.
There's got to be, right?
Right.
So then the internet questions happened, like, well, what can I go get?
Yeah.
And by the way, can we put it on our list of, I don't know, someday goals? Because a goal without a deadline, I know, is just a wish. It's just a dream.
Right.
But I'm not motivated enough to do this. But
right.
Can we put on our someday goals list here at IFAF
right.
to have a Huckleberry picking spot?
I love that.
We've got to find it. Yeah. We don't know anybody.
You know, I might know of someone. I'll have to ask.
And don't say hi, C, because that's where the morel mushroom, that's where everything is supposed to be.
Right, right.
Is hi, C. Oh, go up to hi, C, and you look around, and it's just that easy. Is it?
Right.
Is it?
Some people make it sound really, really easy.
Anyway, here's what we found out. No permit is required for picking huckleberries for personal consumption.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do that on public land anywhere.
Okay.
Commercial harvesting is restricted, particularly within where these people were doing it,
right.
The Idaho Panhandle National Forest.
Which does seem like the dumbest place. Like, if you're going to do something commercial like mm-hmm. that, at least do it where it's more lax, dude.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, or, I mean, am I missing something here? Are there special circumstances where you can't, like, hydroponic the huckleberries?
Oh,
are there special circumstances where I couldn't just grow some in a pot? Are there huckleberry right. starts at Home Depot or am I?
Yeah,
no, well, yes.
I don't understand why you couldn't just grow these in your backyard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Do we all just need to plant huckleberry bushes?
Yeah. Like, I know so many people with raspberry bushes. Why aren't we not also planting huckleberry bushes?
I don't know.
Yeah. You know what? We clearly are not botanists. We need to find out the answer to this before we really continue the conversation.
What the huckleberry?
Good one. Okay. I like it.
We had a blast at Ammendays over the weekend.
Right. You know, I feel like Ammendays doesn't always get enough credit. You know, I think that people sort of expect it to be kind of low key, sort of like a really simple farmer's market or something. But they've got all kinds of cool little attractions and stuff.
They own the hot air balloon thing.
Yeah, and that's somehow cool.
We got invited. Oh,
I know. It was pretty cool.
I don't know how we got put on the list.
I kind of think you know what? I think suddenly manifesting is actually working for me.
All right.
Which is why this time next month, I'm going to have $1 million.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Oh, can I borrow 10 bucks?
Yeah, because I think last year I said something about how I think it'd be really cool to fly in a hot air balloon and I'd like to try it someday.
And here we are.
And here we are.
Or there we were.
Yeah.
So, you know, they do it early in the morning. You would think that they have a real scientific way of concluding that the winds are in their favor, the prevailing winds.
I mean,
those are important right, in a hot air right. balloon. Yeah, because you can't control your direction.
Yeah, no, you just go where the wind takes you. You're basically a little piece of dandelion fluff.
Yeah.
Floating away on the breeze.
You're the feather at the beginning of Forrest Gump.
Yep.
You're just floating along all gentle-like on a breeze.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you can control your altitude, but in fact, the waiver that we signed, Carly, said, hey, keep in mind, you may get hurt and you may get arrested because we have no control over where we land.
Yeah. Yeah. And you could die.
Yeah.
That was another thing.
Arrested for trespassing or death.
Yep.
So we accepted both of those.
Yeah.
Here's all the balloons being filled up. They gotta fill them up with a fan first.
Which makes total sense.
Yeah.
And I feel a little dumb for not having thought of that sooner.
I didn't think it through.
Well, yeah, because otherwise you'd just burn it up with a fire, I would think.
You don't want to do that.
Makes you wonder how they did it back in ye olden days, though.
Probably a lot of people helping.
Probably. Like, they had to just sit there and hold it.
Pilot Mike, great guy, barely cleared the trees.
Uh-huh.
I think he did it on purpose.
Right.
Just to give us a little thrill at the beginning.
Right, right. Especially because the rest of the ride was so calm and
so
gentle.
So pro, yeah.
Especially as someone who is a little bit scared of heights to the point where my tailbone will usually tingle if I'm like standing on a cliff edge or something like that.
Yeah.
I felt super secure and safe. At no
super
point
calm.
Was I worried about falling out or anything.
We had about a 45-minute flight. Went about 5 miles.
Mm-hmm.
Top altitude, probably 500-600 feet.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Here's some nice neighborhood shots.
Yeah, there were some really, you know, it was nice seeing Ammon from the sky.
Yeah.
Because it did make me realize that it is a pretty well-planned out town overall.
See Thunder Ridge in there. Saw the two water towers looking west. There's, the Evans Grain Tower.
Yes.
Your parents' neighborhood in Iona.
Yeah, yeah. So here's the funny thing. There was another balloon that flew like basically right in front of their house. And I kind of wish we could have caught the same path as that one because that would have been cool. But we ended up just a little bit past their neighborhood. And funny thing, our pilot's wife was also piloting a balloon.
Mm-hmm.
Her name was Nicole, and she ended up landing pretty darn close to us.
Yeah, so Mike and Nicole have been doing this for a while together. It's like a bonding thing that they do, right?
Yeah.
You know, and really super nice guys. In fact, Mike and the balloon we rode in to the moon, that was the, I guess they retired the balloon after that.
Yeah, that was the penultimate flight. So they did one more, the Sunday one, for Ammon Days. And then after that, it was the last year that they were flying it.
Look at you busting out penultimate. Second
Thank you.
To the last.
Yeah.
That's a $5 word right there.
Right, right.
They gave us a certificate, the pin, the bottle of champagne, which is like an old tradition.
Yeah, isn't that cute?
Yeah.
But yeah, they're getting a new balloon. It's going to be called the Silver Star. It looks like Captain America. So you can see it next year.
We'll see them next year. Yeah, and thank you so much to the city of Ammon, Randall Miller.
Mm-hmm.
Like we mentioned, pilots Mike and Nicole. And then, look, here's Tyler Brooks, A&B Productions. His entry in the classic car show.
Oh, yeah, his hot rod.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that orange Ford truck was pretty cool and really eye-catching. The thing I thought was coolest was that it had upholstery on top of the roof.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you could get up there and sit there for a movie or something, I guess.
Mm-hmm. That's a good making out spot.
Right?
It's actually a treacherous making out spot.
Well, and also then everyone will know that you're making out.
Hey, here's Enchanted Elegance. Wanted to give her a shout out.
Yeah, I thought that was a cute little booth. There were a couple of really cool ones.
And of course, our buddy Cooking with Kent and his dad, Clay Kamek Photography.
Mm-hmm. You actually see the little yellow house picture in the background, I think.
Oh, yeah, right over Kent's left shoulder.
Yeah, so unfortunately, he didn't have the size that I wanted, but he is printing me one, and it's going to go on my gallery wall when it's all done, and I'm so excited.
Shout out to this volunteer from the hot air balloon capital of the world, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Juliana.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was one of the two volunteers that picked us up when we landed and helped us pack the balloon away.
And she's a pet groomer.
Yeah, she does dog grooming here in town. She's over by Big Deal Outlet. Her place is called Barkin' Bubbles. That's Bubbles with a Z.
Lincoln Post, hit her up. Well, let's wrap it up with what's coming up.
Well, first and foremost, this Thursday, August 7th at 6 p.m., we're going to have our favorite American Idol, Paige Ann, performing as part of the Live United Summer Concert Series. That's going to be at the Waterfront in Snake River Landing.
That's
so make
cool,
sure you head over.
Cool concert series. United Way puts it on every summer. Paige Ann performing. What's her latest single? Boy Crazy?
Oh, cute. I love that.
I think.
Yeah.
So she's doing it, but it's every Thursday night at the Waterfront at Snake River Landing. Yeah.
Yeah. And a good cause, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. United Way.
Yeah.
They're the good guys. Yeah.
And then also this weekend, it's the 34th annual Great Snake River Greenbelt Duck Race.
On the Riverwalk.
Yes. right. Make sure you adopt your duck now. That way you can actually be part of the contest. Otherwise, you're just watching it, which is also fun, but it's more fun if you win something at the end.
I think there's the six quack.
Yes. And you can find that link in our post so you can get your ducks there.
Yes.
And then also this weekend, we've got Weird Al at the Mac. I've heard that he is so fun to watch. He's also apparently very fun to work for. So if you've got the time and if you need a laugh, I think that'd be a good one to go to.
He's iconic.
Yeah.
Think about how many hits he's had over how many decades.
Right.
80s.
Yeah.
90s.
Aughts.
When was White and Nerdy? Oh, that was before 2010.
Mm-hmm.
Did he have one in the 2010s? I want to say he did.
Oh, he had two of them.
Anyway.
Yeah. And he had that hilarious and great movie.
Yeah. With Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah, that little mockumentary. That was really fun.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Well, that's our show. Go get him, Tiger.
Stay fresh cheese bags. I guess I'm resurrecting that one for fun.
Oldie but a goodie. IFAF.